Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. We're speaking to you in association with Kosher 101.9, a radio around the world. It goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico. We ourselves are centered in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. We wish to speak to you concerning the Bible. Concerning prophecies in the Bible. Specifically, Ayom, we will focus on the book of Hosea, the prophet Hosea. And what we are concerned with mainly is the lost 10 tribes. We have come to the conclusion through our studies that the lost 10 tribes are to be found amongst Western peoples. For more details, for more material, for background information on this subject, you're invited to go to our site, www.britam.org. Britam.org. There you'll find plenty to occupy yourselves with on this matter, which is extremely important, more important than most of us realize. It is, in fact, almost urgent. It is imperative that this information be made known and that it be internalized by whosoever is caused, whosoever is aroused to take an interest in the Israelite origins of their peoples, of peoples who are at the forefront of the struggle against the power of darkness in this world. Hosea was told in the book, in the chapter 1, to take a loose woman, to take a woman of questionable morals, to put it nicely. This woman was called Gomer. And then he was told to have children from her. And these children, if you read through chapters 1 and 2 of Hosea, you see these children are shown to represent the lost 10 tribes of Israel. They are shown to represent the 10 tribes of Israel who are about to be exiled. You will remember that the 12 tribes of Israel had split into two sections. One section became the Jews. Another section became the northern kingdom of Israel that was later taken away by the Assyrians and lost consciousness of their ancestry. They became the lost 10 tribes of Israel. So the book of Hosea is concerned with these people, with these lost tribes of Israel, and has several important points concerning them and directed towards them. The three children of Gomer are shown to represent the 10 tribes of Israel. The 10 northern tribes of Israel. They do not represent Judah, because Judah is spoken of separately. Judah is expressly excluded, if you look at it. The two sons and the one daughter represent aspects of the 10 tribes being taken into exile. At first they are disowned, they are given names that mean that they will be scattered, that they will not be the people of the Almighty, that no mercy will be shown unto them, and they will be exiled. And then later the Almighty will re-acknowledge them. The Almighty will once again acknowledge them and take them to himself. And the names that previously had negative connotations will receive a positive interpretation. They will once again return and reunite with Judah. And things will come unto their own. The situation will be rectified, or rectification will have begun at least. The reunification with the Judah is an important point, and it is, as if to say, in the future that will be a turning point. In chapter 2 of Hosea, Judah, the people of Judah are exhorted to recognize lost 10 tribes as their kith and kin. So too, the righteous ones amongst the 10 tribes are urged to remonstrate with their mother, remonstrate with their own people, that they may recognize their ancestry and that they may correct their ways. That they may come closer to the Almighty and act as they are meant to act. It also says that in their times of exile they will have worship the Baal. Baal in ancient times, in the period so-called Celtic period, and afterwards in Britain, in Ireland, in Gaul, in modern-day France, Bel or Baal was the main god. So this is historically correct. Hosea says that in their places of exile they would have worshipped Baal, and in truth, they do seem to have worshipped Baal, calling him Bel, which is almost the same thing. Bel is, even in the Middle East, Bel is another way of pronouncing the term Baal. Eventually they will be lured into the wilderness, whatever that means, and there they will become reconciled to the Almighty. Hosea chapter 3, once again returns to the primary theme, to the beginning of the book, and the details are not so clear, but it is, once again he is told to take his soulmate, this woman, and he is warned that this woman will betray him, just as the Israelites betrayed God Almighty when they worshipped other idols, when they worshipped idols, and they, as if to say they committed adultery and idolatry being one and the same thing. And it is prophesied that in the stage of exile, when the Israelites, northern Israelites, were taken into exile, there will be a very long period, when they will not worship the Lord God of Israel, will not know of him, until eventually things will change. In the end times, the lost tribes will return, and they will seek the God of Israel, and they will seek the Messiah, son of David, and they will seek to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. So says the book of Isaiah and other prophets. In chapter 4, we are warned that sexual immorality, violence, and disregard for the truth are the downfall of Israel. If you look up on our website, we have summaries of the chapter. We have a detailed commentary on the whole book of Hosea, verse by verse, and also we have summaries of each chapter, and for there you can find textual material which may help you understand more what we are speaking of. Here we just want to give you an overall idea, an overall conception of what is there, because in itself it is valuable, it is worthwhile knowing, and also if you want to go further into it, you'll know what to look for, or what there is to find. Hosea chapter 4 warns Israel to better themselves, to be better people, to take responsibility for their behavior. And also to Judah, the present-day Jews are warned not to go in the way of Ephraim, not to sin as Ephraim sins. Sin brings its own punishment. Sin in itself is punishment. Chapter 5, it is prophesied that 10 tribes will be wicked in sin. Judah will imitate Ephraim and suffer because of it. Ephraim will seek to buy his way into heaven. The Ephraimites will have born children to foreign women. They will have intermixed with the peoples around them. And this will be a cause of their downfall, a cause of their not being able to return, of an impediment unto them. Nevertheless, Ephraim will retain a degree of biblical awareness. There will be something remaining. There will be some type of consciousness of the Hebrew origin that instinctively will be aroused. And this will begin to appear. This will begin to show itself. Ephraim will seek the help of Assyria, of foreign nations, but they will not help him. Ephraim, it represents both the leading tribes amongst the lost ten tribes, and also in some contexts, Ephraim, the name Ephraim, represents all of the ten tribes in general. Judah will return to its religion, Judah will be oppressed and persecuted, and Judah will return to keep the law as God commanded it. But Judah also will return to the land of Israel at an early stage, and Judah will prepare the way for the other tribes. That is what is happening now. That is what is happening today. In chapter 6, Hosea indicates that the third redemption, the final redemption, or the redemption that we have not at least come unto, that we have not at least reached unto, will be connected with the rebuilding of the third temple. There will be a final redemption. There will be no more exiles after that. Religious leaders, our guiders, must acknowledge the truth, and we must respect them. Works both ways. We must respect them, and they must endeavor to be respectable. A reference is made to the people of Gilead and Manasseh, a good portion of whom, according to our researches, are now to be found amongst the inhabitants, Israelite inhabitants, or descendants of Israelites in the USA. And it says that they had an inclination, a tendency towards violence, and they condemned for it. And we have found descendants of Gilead, Manasseh, in the USA, especially in the west and south, and indeed, for all their extra qualities, for their exceptional abilities, for all of their real humanity and their gifts, the treasure that they have as in their personalities, they do indeed also have an inclination towards violence and an inclination to loosen control of themselves. So they are warned about this. In chapter 7, Hosea mentions corruption amongst the leadership, connivance at violence and robbery that will bring about the downfall of Ephraim. This can also mean the leadership of Ephraim closing its eyes or turning the other way, pretending not to see when the big companies exploit the weak and the vulnerable. And it describes a situation of anarchy where the leaders are betrayed by their followers, who in turn, whilst the leaders themselves are not faithful to their followers. It also says that Ephraim will assimilate amongst the Gentiles, he will lose his strength, and he will be betrayed by foreign allies that he trusted in. And despite all this, all various calamities and disasters that will come upon him, he will not repent, at least not at the beginning. And it goes on and gives us some indications as how we may identify Ephraim in the end times. Hosea chapter 8 starts off with Judah, and then it turns to the Lost Ten Tribes, and then it once again returns to Judah. It flits between the two of them, between the Jews and the Lost Tribes of Israel. It says that the northern Israelites will have abandoned the God of Israel. They will have set up their own religion and their own corrupt rulers. As a punishment, the calf of Samaria, the golden calves that they worshipped in Samaria, will be broken in pieces and disaster come upon them. They will be exiled by Assyria and they will assimilate amongst the Gentiles. And even the Gentiles will not want them and will cast them out. And even though they will be like the Gentiles, like the heathen, God will have mercy on them. He will forgive them their sins and he will gather them together. They shall be given a second chance in their place of exile. They will be addicted to idolatry because they want permission to sin. This will be their undoing. They will have rejected the Bible and treated it as something written for foreigners and not for themselves. They will not relate it to the Bible, to Scripture, as something that belongs to them, that is part of them, that was written for them. They will relate to it as some foreign ancient document, which might sound very nice, very good literature, very inspiring, but not something that is really pertinent to themselves. And this is a mistake, and this will be their downfalling, and this is what should be reversed. So too Judah will also have sinned and be punished, according to this chapter Hosea, chapter 8. The book of Hosea, chapter 8. And before we go on, we should mention that very often in Scripture, the prophets jump between one thing and another. They take situations that were pertinent in their times, things that are happening in their own times, and they use them as prototypical examples of things that will happen in the future. So we have to, according to the context, and read between the lines to see what is relating to events that happened in the time of the prophet himself, and remain with the prophet himself, and what events, even though being described as historical occurrences, are actually intended also to serve as prophecy, as prototypes of what will happen in the end days. In Hosea chapter 9, he says that special laws apply to Israelites that are not relevant to other peoples. Israel will be punished for its idolatry and wrongdoing, even though other peoples are not. That's it. You're given more responsibility, you're given more blessings, you help more than other people, you're given more, and you have to make an accounting of it. You have to do something in return. That's the way life goes. Pay you more money, give you more responsibility, and you get more. You don't do your job, then you'll be worse off. That's what Hosea chapter 9 says. And the Israelites, even though they had been cut off from keeping the law, and technically they may not have been obligated to do so, nevertheless they had a task that divine providence intended them to fulfill, and they had certain standards that they were supposed to maintain. And when they did not do so, or where they neglected to return when the time comes, they are liable to be punished for it. In the Assyrian exile, the Israelites will no longer keep the law. It also says that acts of terrorism of disastrous proportions will be committed against Ephraim by the followers of Muhammad, who will be associated with Egypt and with Russia. And this is a look at the Britam commentary on this chapter, and you will see that Muhammad is expressly mentioned by name in the Hebrew Bible, and Muhammad is associated with enemies of Ephraim. It's predicted that because of trying to make friends with Muhammad, with the people of Muhammad, with the Islam, Ephraim will suffer. And disasters that sound very much like acts of awesome terrorism are liable to become upon Ephraim, according to Hosea chapter 9. Look it up, look up the Britam commentary on this chapter, and you will be surprised at what it says. The name Muhammad is given there expressly, Muhammad. It's there. Look it up. In chapter 10 of Hosea, he warns us that division amongst the tribes of Israel invites disaster. The USA, if the USA abandons Israel, or if Israel does not respect the USA, a disaster is liable to come upon all of us. So too, if there's a division between Britain and America, or Britain and the other Israelite nations, entities elsewhere in the world, if the USA turns its back upon them, since the USA has been blessed more than them, and since the USA is the most powerful amongst them, and since the USA has also taken upon itself a certain responsibility, a certain position of seniority in the world affairs, the USA has an obligation to look after their brother Israelite nations, both in the state of Israel, the Jews in the state of Israel, and the other Israelite nations in Australia and New Zealand and Britain in northern and Western Europe, and also amongst the descendants of Israelites and the people of South Africa. Amongst the descendants of the Boers and English-speaking people who still remain in South Africa and need help. That's what chapter 10 of Hosea says. Chapter 11, it tells us that Joseph will retain traits of his half-Egyptian origins. The mother of Ephraim and Manasseh was from Egypt. That's what it says in the Bible. That's what it says in Genesis. I bring up this point now and again. And every now and again, people who like me, people who agree with us, basically, who are, you could say, supporters of ours, sympathizers of ours, they always dislike being reminded of this fact, that the mother of the sons of Joseph was an Egyptian. She was the daughter of the priest of On. Her name was Osnat, and that's what it says. And even so, these two sons were blessed more than the other tribes. And Hosea predicts that in their places of exile, the 10 tribes will worship Baal. Even though the Almighty had raised them up like a baby and looked after them and cared for them, they will reject him. And disaster will come upon them. But eventually they will return. They will repent and return, and they will return from the west, from the wilds of the west, and they will return to the land of Israel. That's what Hosea predicted. Hosea also mentions that Ephraim will have rejected the Almighty. Well, Judah, the Jews, will have remained faithful. Despite all the faults that the Jewish people have, they will have remained faithful and true to the Almighty at some basic level that the prophet mentions. Hosea chapter 12 mentions Ephraim going to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim in Hebrew, as we have explained, can mean both Egypt or Russia or another nation. Ephraim will go to Mitzrayim and also go to Assyria. Assyria can mean Russia, it can also mean Germany, it can mean the EU, it can mean similar entities. Ephraim will go to Mitzrayim and to Assyria to make an alliance, and this is a mistake. It will end in disaster. Ephraim was meant to be alone. The 10 tribes, especially those of Joseph, associated with Joseph, chief one amongst them being Ephraim, was meant to be alone, to be strong in its own right, not to intermix with other peoples, not to go looking for help from foreigners who despise you, who do not want to help you, who seek your undoing. We are stronger than them if we only realize it, if we only be true to our God. And he will show us the way to come through, the way to be saved, if we believe in him. Divine protection was given to Ephraim. Special talents he received from the Almighty in order to fulfill his destined role are misdirected when Ephraim strays from God. When Ephraim departs from the Almighty, the virtues and the talents and the intellectual and moral personality gifts that he has, that he was given, that he was blessed with in order to do his task, when he does not use them in the right way, they are liable to bring disaster upon him through their being misdirected. We should be careful. So too in our personal lives, if any one of us is given an extra blessing, if we are, if a woman is more attractive, she shouldn't not misuse it, this gift that she was being given unto us. So to a man who's been given extra authority, or too is physically appealing to the opposite sex, or whatsoever gift a person has been given, they should know how to use it, and especially not to misuse it. God blesses us in each one in his own individual direction, and we should be aware of this and try not to depart from the route that the Almighty will show us to go in. Ephraim will return. Ephraim may have to dwell in tents for a period on his return. Ephraim will be keepers of sheep and cattle. In the end times, prophecy will be restored. Once again, we are prophets. A prophet will arise to lead Ephraim back. This could be the Messiah, son of Joseph, who, according to Jewish rabbinical tradition, in the end times will head the lost 10 tribes and will bring them back to reunite them with Judah. And Hosea seems to indicate the appearance of such a person in the end times. Hosea chapter 13 says that Ephraim, according to his own innate characteristics, he should be feared and he should be respected by others because he deserves to be. But nevertheless, if Ephraim commits idolatry, if he sins, he will be treated with contempt by others. He will not receive the due that he should have received. He will not be treated as he should have been treated. He will be disrespected, he will be treated with contempt, and he should be aware of the reason for it. A warning is given that Ephraim is liable to be attacked by foreign nations who will massacre the women and the children. And we should be aware of this, and we should fear this. We should turn back to the Almighty and ask Him to help us, and help us to overcome in these times of tribulation and troubles, and do the right thing. In chapter 14, Hosea says in general that Israel must return to the Almighty and be reconciled with Him, be reconciled with God. Come back to the Almighty. Once again, be the people of the Almighty. There's no other choice. Brit-Am has an official symbol. It is a Brit-Am rose. It is the symbol of Brit-Am. It's also found in the Zohar as a symbol of Israel. And it has a special connotation for the lost tribes of Israel. And we will speak of that at another time. And this seems to be hinted at in chapter 14 of the book of Hosea. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bam.